was just down in the SPC kicking it with some G's on the West Side.
man no more. I wanna make love to Ensenada on my mind. Oh, I don't wanna be your man no more. No quiero sentir tu amor.
doing?
I'm good.
And that'll be $2.98.
I'll give you 11 cents.
11 cents for all this. What is that, a deal?
You caught me. I can see you're a man who knows what he's doing. 13 cents, high as I can go.
Yeah, well, that like barely pays the tax.
I must be crazy. Must be out of my mind. But I'm gonna throw in this very rare copper penny.
Hey, look, little girl. If you can't pay for it, put it back.
If you look closely, Abe's winking.
What, are you deaf? I said if you can't...
I said, give her the cocoa cakes.
Yeah, would you like a bag for those?
Forget it. I don't want the cocoa cakes or these.
You want the wing dings? Those fruit pies over there are pretty good.
Go crazy.
I'll take cash.
Cash? Not cash. What, did I start a heist here or something?
Down on the floor. Not you.
Cops!
She robbed the convenience store.
Well, yes and no. We think she didn't really mean to.
Don't make excuses for her.
No, what I mean is, she seems to have fallen in with some bad kids.
Oh, that's it. Bad kids.
At least we know she's okay.
What did I miss?
Laura's on a crime spree.
What does that mean, falling in? I hate to interrupt, but has anybody seen Kurt and Sam?
They're still asleep in the back of the truck.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Hey, that was a felony, right? That was my first felony. I don't know if you guys picked up on it or not, but I was a little nervous there first. But you guys, it's a pleasure working with such professionals. Hey, you're runaways, right? Yeah, I'm a runaway too.
Small world.
Hey, who are you running from? Maybe we can join forces or something.
We're running from the cops. What do you think? Hey, how much we get? Count it.
42.
62.
Yeah!
Gross!
All that for 62 bucks.
Hey, look, we got some fruit, we got munchies, we got smokes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
How far do you guys think we're gonna get? As it is, the car's only good for a day, tops.
All over that.
That bastard was holding out on you.
Hey, I saw the drawer, you didn't, and we cleaned it, okay?
What about a safe? Did you think about maybe looking around for a safe?
The cops, remember? We didn't have any time.
You blow, you know that? I wish I was the guy. If I was the guy, I'd be showing you how things are done.
Get a sex change.
You know, there better be some resale in the trunk.
Hey, you know, you can just kiss mine,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, in your dreams.
Now, shut up!
Piss off.
What? Screw you.
Screw you.
You're an idiot.
No, you're an idiot.
Freak.
Hey, what is with you?
You guys are brother and sister, right?
How did you know that?
You folks are getting a mad curious, aren't you?
With a beat now. Have yet begun. Oh. Sarah.
Clear. Exit.fm. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, station, at RadioValencia.fm. Find out how you could have your own show. It's possible. Be in the scene. Be in front of the scene. Be behind the scene. Be in the middle of the scene. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. Or if you have music, send it to bands at RadioValencia.fm. Bands, B-A-N-D-S, we're here, live and direct. Shots out to all. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos coming through every Friday from 10 a.m. to noon o'clock. So much music, so little time. Music you heard, Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam, Lost in Emotion, live in your eardrums, 40, almost 40 years ago, guys. That's a song, is still money. I always thought it was Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam, but today we learn the right way to say the name. Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam. That was live. I hope you liked it. Before that, Big Girls Don't Cry, They Get Even. We're going back to the bathhouse, I guess, guys. Not yet. Not now. Not quite ready. We live and direct. Shouts out to all. Other music you heard after the movie Big Girls Don't Cry, They Get Even. What a cute movie. I remember that growing up. She had a good laugh. Like a good loony laugh. Looney Tunes. It's Looney Tunes time. We live and direct. Shouts out to all. We had local music from M. Jones and the Melee, song The Bridge. I believe they're from Alameda, Oakland, and they're from around here, from the Bay Area, guys. So I had to throw them down for sure. And that sounded dope. It's called The Bridge, and it's M. Jones and the Melee, just released. I like that. I like that a lot. We also had music. New music from Greg Sparrow and Miguel Atwood Ferguson, Ben Williams, and Gene Coy. Song, See Beyond Eyes. We also had Cosmic Collective, Gate of the Quiet Mind. And we start off the whole set with new music, guys, from one of my favorites, Sublime. Yes, they're like, I don't know, it's just awesome, and it sounds great. It's Bradley Knowles' son, and the rest of Sublime. So they are Sublime, and the song is in Sonata. And I like it a lot. Shouts out to all. We're back. Music down. Now music up. Shouts out to all. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. Or you can email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco, ITSFACO. It's possible. Or you could go to X. It's Faco. Handle me. ITSFACO. Still got it going. Back from the East Coast once again. I was gone for 3 weeks, guys. Coast New York, upstate New York, below state New York, New York City. I walked around, it sounded so good. The phone number rings. Surprise. I gotta give a big shout out to Logan and my sister Lily. Did you hear that? Big girls don't cry, they get even. That's my sister. But also, gosh, gotta get a big shout out to Logie, the one and only. Thank you guys so much for listening. Big shout outs to Logan. I can't wait to see you. I just got back from New York, guys, all the way from the other side of America. I flew on a plane, and everybody's like, oh, what'd you do? You know, did you talk to your person who was sitting next to you? Hey, did you buy something to eat or to drink on the plane? Hey, did you get the internet and you can be on your phone or tablet all throughout the flight? You must have been doing anything you wanted to do. And I always tell them, you know, I do the same thing I always do on a plane. I fall asleep. That's exactly what I do. I'm going to sleep. And I'm not even going to bother with drinking or eating food. I just want to sleep. I always get the best sleep on the plane. It feels so soft when you're 20,000 feet in the sky, you know? And I fell asleep. And I always get better sleep on a plane than a bed. I don't know why. You know, maybe I should start sleeping in my bed with a seatbelt on. Maybe that's what makes me fall asleep. So if you guys got a seatbelt, let me borrow it, or I'll buy it. But let me rent it. 30 days. Give me 30 days. If I don't like it in 30 days, I'll return. Maybe it's not going to work, you know? But I was on a plane, and I always sleep really good. I don't get no drinks or no food, mainly because it's too much money. Oh, wait. They give you complimentary bag of peanuts. And if you count the bag of peanuts, there's 7 peanuts, 7 halves. That's it. But you could buy something. Not me. I'm going to go to sleep. You know? And I go to sleep. So if it's okay for me to go to sleep on a plane and I go to sleep fast, I got to start wearing a seatbelt when I go to sleep in my bed so I can fall asleep fast too. Maybe I have to put a little light. You know, some planes have a little light on top. I have to turn that on. You know? And guess what, Logan and Lily? I flew with a dog. I took my girlfriend's dog on a plane over America. Over in the skies, in a plane. I had to put him in a bag. It was so mad every time. Picture a little blonde chihuahua and then me. And then in order to put the dog on the plane, the dog has to be in a little like carrying case. So now I look like Paris Hilton with little carrying case with a little dog on a plane. I look like a little princess. But the dog, trying to get the dog inside the dog case was the hardest part. Because it looks, the dog doesn't like me. It's already bit me so many times. So I'm having to put the dog inside the bag, and I have to push his little head, her little head. I have to push her little head down, and she's snapping at me, trying to bite me. But I have to put her in the bag. You know? So it was hard flying with the dog, but we did it. The dog's okay. It still doesn't like me, but it's okay. You know what I snuck in to the East Coast in New York, guys? Salsa. Papa's hot sauce. There ain't no hot sauce over there like Papa's hot sauce, man. I got a bottle. I put it with the dog food was. I go, it's just the dog's food. It's its medicine. Why is it red? It looks like salsa. Yeah, the dog likes it. It's good for its heart. We got the dog and the salsa through, guys. The dog, we both survived. You know? Both here. Shouts out to all. The East Coast. That's just one part. Flying on a plane. Falling asleep. Carrying a dog. I had to do a layover, guys. For 3 hours. I don't mind it because I could have a drink and eat, drink. But I had a dog with me, right? And the dog's barking at me at the food court. And I'm talking to the dog going, listen, I don't want Panda Express right now, man. And the dog's just going, let's get Panda Express. And the dog's barking at me. I'm at the food court looking at the dog going, listen, man, I gotta be careful. I can't want to eat that stuff right now, you know? We gotta get something else. Let's get a little salad bowl. And then me and the dog had an argument right there at the food court. He's barking at me. I can let the dog out. I can let the dog out. I don't know if I'm supposed to. Nobody said anything. On the plane, it has to be in the bag. And, you know, I just brought my lunch pail, you know? So that's the only place where my dog can fit in that lunch pail. But if he's not off the plane, on the plane, if he's not on the plane anymore, I could take him out. No one said anything. So we're walking around. He wants Panda Express. I want salad. It's barking at me. I'm yelling at the dog. You know, the pilots are looking at me like, who are these two? And I'm like, busy. Go get a flight of plane. There's too many delays. Leave us alone. You know? The stewardesses were winking at me. I have to take care of a dog. I can't take care of that right now, you know? But we got food. And the dog, they have these little pet relief centers at the airports. They have these pet relief centers and they have this fake grass with the fake fire hydrant. And their dog can go and pee. And only one time, the dog that I had, Barry, that's its name, Barry, it only used it once, both times on a plane. Don't blame it. They didn't really keep it clean. You know? You want to smoke, like, turkeys is one thing. But then you have the smell of the pet relief place where they take the dogs and they pee. It doesn't smell too good, you know? But it's okay. We've still made it through. And like I said, the TSA didn't take our hot sauce, our papa sauce, you know? We still have our hot sauce. I got the dog. We settled on Mexican food. Me and the dog, we decided to get Mexican food because we met in the middle, and we got chicken. Barry likes chicken. The dog likes chicken. You know. And guess what, guys? These airport adventures. You know. Go to a casino, a place to gamble when you lose money. I was in the East Coast. I went to the casino and I lost money. But I felt lucky, and you know, and something happened to me. I was sitting in the lawn in the East Coast. We're at Lake Seneca in New York State, Lake Seneca. And I'm sitting down and I'm having a nice time, and guess what happens? A bird flies over and poops right on my stomach. You know? And people will go like, ew, gross, ew, gross. And I'm like, no, I think this is a lucky thing. And I've heard that. It's a sign of luck. I don't know. You could dissect it in so many ways, but it's happened before to me, and when it's happened before, I guess something good came out of it, right? And it's true in this case, because guys, when I was at the airport at the layover for Las Vegas, they oversold my flight, and they needed three people to get off the plane, you know, and I came at the end. You know, I was transferring to this plane. I had to walk from one part of Las Vegas airport to the other gate to find my gate with the dog, you know, and the hot sauce. And hopefully it doesn't pour. It hasn't broken yet. And I have to walk all the way across the Las Vegas airport to my gate. And I get there and they're lined up and they're ready to go. And it's like a crowd. It's huge because it's a terminal and it's oversold. And as I get there, they go, "We oversold our flight. We need three people to get off the plane. Three people need to get off the plane. And if you get off the plane, we will give you $1,200 airplane credit." And guys, I always wanted to do that, man. And I was like, "Oh, easy, I'll do that." You know? And I got a voucher so I can for the airplane. And now I had to get off the plane. I couldn't board the plane. I had to get on a different plane. And the different plane was 4 hours later, 5 hours later. So I just had to wait at the Las Vegas airport. Did you hear me? Jackpot, guys. You know? And I got a voucher. It's just airplane credit. Hey, cool. $1,200 in airplane credit is cool with me. You know, even if I, let's say, "Oh, if I, you're not gonna go anywhere. You gotta work. You can't fly anywhere." Okay. But I know a bunch of people that wanna fly. Oh, you know, this is great. This is beautiful, you know? So, but I'd rather use that as a plane because I could go places far away, like Bakersfield and Los Banos. Far off places, no. You know? A state to visit. For some reason, Maine seems cool because it's even more farther. You know, what's a state you would want to visit that you haven't visited yet? You know? How about South Dakota? I never met anybody from South Dakota. Has anybody ever been to South Dakota? You walk into South Dakota, first thing you go, "Where's the Chick-fil-A?" Maybe not in the South Dakota. How about Vermont? No, not Vermont. How about Iowa? Nah, let's go to Louisiana. Hey, I like fried chicken. I like a lot of that stuff. The food. I don't like the alligators. Keep me away from the alligators, crocodiles. I don't need that in my life, okay? I don't need that. So I gotta give a big shout out to Logan and my sister Lily. Thanks for listening. You guys rock. I've been yapping for all too long, right? I think we need to get back into the music. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock. Shouts out to all. Let's get back into the music. New music. Scars on Broadway. Done Me Wrong is the name of this track. It's new music from Scars on Broadway. Radio Valencia.